Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've had a really busy week. I know that I have. I'm sure that you have, too. But today we're going to have a fantastic show. It's all about inspiration and moving the mind to new and greater heights. Are you excited?
I am. And I am so excited that my friend Desiree Aragon Nielsen is joining us, because she is not only one heck of a smart gal, she's also very inspirational and has so many great gifts to share today. So be sure you listen to the whole show and check out what she's going to be sharing.
Yeah, she's a really sweet individual, I can tell. Very kind and very loving, and a lot of fantastic information to impart to us today. Cindy, here's a question for you. If you spend, let's say, just a few minutes a day kind of thinking about what's really moving you in a particular day, like what moves you when you get up in the morning, what's your way of finding what your main inspiration of the day is?
Well, you know, the first thing I always do is a meditation, and that tends to clear out all of the nonsense that we all have going on in our minds sometimes, and some of that self-talk that we're really not interested in hearing.
All that lovely
and
self-talk.
So, yes. And what I really am starting to do is starting to think about the people that I have met over the past month and who I would like to spend time getting to know a little bit better, because, you know, if you really look at your life, it's the relationships that we have that really enrich our lives and, you know, give us a lot to think about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, these fantastic relationships that we're talking about, they're ever growing and always expanding. And it's really important to keep tending them and take care of them, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And there's such a wealth of knowledge in the world. And sometimes we don't take the time to spend with people that really have a lot to share and to really give you some things to think about. And then, of course, there are the connections with other people that we need to meet.
Yeah, and of course, we hear the phrase, your net worth equals your network, or your network equals your net worth.
Well, if you need to have people in your life to do things, then that's definitely a plus. But I always find that, you know, it's just about what you gain from a conversation. And sometimes it's even just the energy that somebody brings to the table, because people forget that we are energy human beings, that not only do we emit our own energy, but we also get energy from other people.
Absolutely.
And you probably know this fact from the energy suckers out there when you're with someone and you walk away 100% drained and you're like, why am I so drained? And then when you think about it, you're like, aha, I understand what just happened. And then you try to limit your time.
And then there's those people that really bring a lot of energy into your life and just are awesome to be around. And they're the ones that keep us moving, isn't it?
Well, and you know, it's the positive factor, because positivity definitely has a place. Dr. Emoto, if any of you are well read with him, has done the testing that shows water changes when it's in a positive scenario, and then it also changes to a very negative, fragmented appearance, you know, the little molecules, when it's a negative area. So there's some real valid knowledge around positivity. And so I'm always attracted to that positive energy that people have. And Thomas, you're one of those people that emits total positivity. I'm sure you've been told that many times before.
And so are you. And that leads us right to our word of the week.
Yes, we have a great word this morning.
Time for the word of the week.
And it's very valid with our guest because the word of the week is inspiration, which means an inspiring or animated action or influence, which would be an example of, I cannot write poetry without inspiration. And something inspired, like an idea, which would be an example, a result of inspired activity. Well, we're going to have some inspiration today with our guest. So I am looking forward to her segment.
And to inspire is really about creating an urge in someone or giving them the feeling that they can do something or feel something, especially something that's really creative. And inspiration comes in many different forms, obviously, and it should be a daily part of what you're doing. I mean, obviously, I think in one of our earlier episodes, we talked about inspiration literally being an inhalation of breath and how breath is actually tied to a creative process. Every time we're inhaling, we're inspiring, we're bringing in, it's so important for our lives that it's a constant. It's something that we have to bring into our businesses as well, where there's constant inspiration to do something, even if you've done it 100 times before, to make it seem like it's the very first time, because the person you may be talking to is hearing it for the first time. You don't want it to necessarily sound like it's something you've said 1,000 times before.
Well, and something could be said for breathing new life into something. That's yes, along the same lines. And I remember when I was 18, I wandered into a seminar, and it was like eating the best meal you'd ever had when you heard these positive motivational words coming from this gentleman that was giving the seminar. And I just ate it up, and I thought, oh my gosh, where can I get more of that?
Yes.
And then after listening to Jim Rohn, I'm like, in person, I'm like, wow, got to have more. It's like insatiable when you can be inspired by such brilliant minds.
Yeah, you know, there's so many, like obviously YouTube is a fantastic resource to be able to see and hear. And TED Talks are a great resource too, to have, if you just have a couple of minutes, you want a little inspiration. Obviously you can very easily get lost in YouTube and TED Talks, but if you want to find something that's uplifting and inspiring and maybe tweaks your brain a little bit, makes you think a little bit different way, there's so many incredible opportunities now to seek out knowledge from some really talented, creative individuals who maybe didn't necessarily have a platform as little as 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, it reminds me of something that I learned years ago, that we know what we know and we know what we don't know, but we don't know what we don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, very true.
And that's what I'm always interested in learning, because I want to learn what I don't know that I don't know. And that's a tough one.
Let's take a minute and talk about that a little bit in a coaching sense or in coaching terms. That is quite often a challenge when you're helping someone, you're assisting a client, you'll see that there's something that you'd like for them to work on. But sometimes it's not something that they either A, want to touch, or nor do they see the value of it. And it's really important, I think, in the coaching situation for there to always be a really tremendous amount of trust between coach and client, so that the client is so trusting of the coach that they're willing to take on an exercise or try something maybe a little bit outside of the box, or do something that doesn't necessarily seem like it's completely in alignment with what they want. But sometimes it's about having the perspective of a coach to be able to convince them to do that, so we can get a result that you want.
Look, the biggest tip I can give is that you have to have an open mind. I was working with someone yesterday, in fact, that asked for feedback on how they could improve communication. And it was very clear to me what the issues were. After pointing them out, the closed mind would not receive it and understand. After I'd said it 3 different ways, this is a highly, highly intelligent human being that was so sure that the way that they were communicating was on target and acceptable in other places, that was not willing to open the mind to understand what was being explained. And that is invaluable information to us, especially as leaders and as coaches and consultants, trainers, and so on, that when someone gives you valuable information that most people will never share with you, don't have a mind that doesn't agree or won't receive. So just take it in and take it home with you and just chew on it and see if you can perceive what others are perceiving in you.
Yes. And as a client, just ask yourself the question, what if what my coach said is true? What if that is true? How could my life change if I take a look at myself in that manner or in that light? So I spent many years of my youth in the studio learning to sing, doing things that I had no idea what they were going to lead to or how they were going to work or how they were going to affect me years later. Very famous singer Cheryl Milnes said, You're not doing something today for today. You're doing something today for 6 months from now, for 9 months from now, for a year from now. And you don't know what it's going to lead to, but you have to start today and experiment and try and do things sometimes way outside of what you think is normal or possible. And through that crazy inspiration of doing and trying and learning, you might come up with a lot more than you ever thought you would.
Yes. So do you want to share a little bit about our guest today,
Thomas? I do. Today we have Desiree Aragon Nielsen, who is an author, speaker, and spiritual life advisor in the lovely Northern California area. She's worked as a corporate leadership trainer, organizational consultant, and a senior level executive. And now she's leading inspirational people to tap into their greatness and see things in a remarkably positive light. And that is making a big difference in the world. She's definitely someone you want to stick around for. We've just been talking about inspiration. Now we're going to learn a little bit about how to actually bring it into your life and how to funnel it into your business as well.
Well, I know that we're in good hands learning that from Miss Desiree, because she is a rock star and she's also tuned in intuitively, and that will take us home.
So do stick around. We'll be back in just a moment with the Imagine More Success podcast. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, you're always doing an amazing job of bringing in these fantastic guests. And, you know, we had a couple minutes between takes here after, while everyone else is listening to sponsors, we had a chance to talk to Desiree a little bit. And I had the chance to get to know her a little bit better. And I'm already laughing about some of the stuff she's been saying. So.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, that kind of what I was talking about last segment is that I am so blessed to have met and know so many fantastic people. I just feel like everybody needs to get out there and meet people, because that's really the best part of life is our wonderful relationships.
And that is certainly a big part of how anything begins, is finding the right people, meeting them, bringing them into your life. And then you just never know what happens when you get those right people, do you?
Well, I know that I invite them to my show with you and I to get more info.
I guess we know exactly what happens.
Exactly. So I'm really lucky that I've spent time networking and getting to know these fantastic people and bringing them out so that everybody else can get to know them.
Let's learn a little bit more about spiritual life coaching from Desiree Aragon Nielsen. Desiree, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Thomas and Cindy. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Hey, you know, we're happy to have you here. And we heard that you have a lovely story about one of your clients whom you helped. We'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, well, I've heard you talking earlier today about inspiration, and I thought that this particular client story was interesting because this is somebody who does what you might describe as inspirational work. She works on awakening people's spiritual lives. And early in her career, she was actually in the mortgage industry, of all things, right? And so she had spent years helping people process through mortgage industry-related activities. Now, she was on the business side, and she was a manager, and she led teams. But her story was that she was coming into her own spiritual awakening, and as she was awakening to her gifts, she was using more and more of those gifts in what you call now a side hustle. Right?
Yeah.
And as she would go through that side hustle activity, she was doing this other work on the evenings and on the weekends. And when we began to work together, we talked about how really the side hustle was the part of her day that felt best and the most rewarding. And she still actually enjoyed her job. You hear tons of stories of people who quit their jobs because they hate them, they're miserable, and they need to find their truth. But my talented person in this story, she was different. She loved her day job. She liked what she did, but she also was finding that the side hustle was just a little bit more fulfilling. And so wouldn't you know it, as time progressed, the organization decided to go through a bit of a shuffling, and she had an opportunity to approach her leaders and say, hey, I know that you might, you know, go a certain direction with these changes that you're making. And if possible, I think it might be a good opportunity for me to be involved in the restructuring to work my way out. That realization only came after we had several conversations about where her fire was really being lit versus what she could do well, did do well, but wasn't really the direction that she was meant to go in over the long haul.
That's an incredible story. What do you think, or what does she tell people that she feels like now that she's had this chance to transform?
So the most frequent thing she says is that you cannot make this bliss up, that her life is so magical and she's living in a state of awakening and magic 100% of the time. And that's not to say that there aren't days where, you know, she and I are friends. We've become friends over the time of our client relationship. I am friends with the majority of my clients. I rarely have clients that I don't form friendship relationships with because of the trust that you talked about. But she really will tell you that, yeah, of course she has real human days, but her overarching life, every aspect of it, how she spends her time, her relationships with her family, what she's building for her future, she'll describe to you as magical.
That's really incredible.
And how many people are lucky enough to have something that's in place when they do have that opportunity on a company that's redirecting their staffing?
Yeah, exactly. What's funny about that story, though, Cindy, is that was actually true for me, too. I ended up leaving corporate work when I was working in technology, and I actually did the same thing, and somebody else was able to get a job opportunity because I was ready to step out and go into consulting the first time I went consulting full-time 15 years ago. So I think it was already in my mindset that it was a possibility, and as we started to explore different things that could happen, maybe I helped support or manifest it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, exactly, and when you've been through something yourself, you know exactly how to help people to do it for them.
Yes, and we're always taught, hold on to something. But if there's somebody else who's ready for that joy that you had, let's step away from it. Let them step into that joy, and you step into your next level of joy.
And you know, when I was working in corporate America, my philosophy was, hey, I was looking for a job when I got this one.
You know what some of my friends say? That there's about five of us that are all friends, and we all tease one another. When one of us is having a bad day, invariably the other one will say, you know what? You have to remember, you are living someone else's dream, right?
Yes.
You're living the dream. Someone else would love to be where you are today. So don't complain about having a bad day today. You know, it's
well, exactly. And when I had managers working for me, Thomas, I had the same philosophy when they'd complain about their job. And I said, you know, the work you're doing is the job. You are a solutions person, and everybody brings you the problem. So, you know, that's what the job is.
Yes, lead and inspire and manage. My goodness.
Well, and I would say manage first, because the leading and the inspiring has to come after the solutions are arrived at for the problems.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Yes. Although with the work I've done, that's how it happened. Now, if you have something that's well run to begin with, then you can do the leading and inspiring, but very few businesses are always run well from the beginning.
Desiree, tell us a little bit about some of the tools that you utilize in your coaching program.
Sure. So going back to the story of my client that I just shared, one of the things that we were doing together is we were just talking openly using a technique called guided imagery, imagining what the best future state might look like for her. And we did this guided imagery where we would start to create pictures verbally, even illustrations. Sometimes I'll draw when we're talking. And then in your mind, we're doing these images that project out what would these great days look and feel like. If I was really in my magical state of mind 100% of the time, what do I imagine that to look and feel like? So guided imagery is a piece of the work that we do. We also do
Can I jump in there really quickly? I want to ask you a question. You said you use pictures and images. Are you having them write images, or are you using pictures and images from something? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would love to. So there's a guided imagery specialist. Her name is Bella Ruth Naparsek. And she did a lot of guided imagery in healthcare and healthcare related things. And what she'll tell you, just to help us get educated on guided imagery, is that when I say the word to you, whale, do you picture the letters W-H-A-L-E?
No, I see an actual whale.
There you go. That's a piece of guided imagery. We use words, but what they do is they create visuals for us.
You know, Einstein actually talked about that. He said that he actually thought more visually than he did in words. And many, many years later, when they were taking a look at his brain, they figured out that actually the part of his brain that controlled that was significantly more engaged than the average person's was. So it made sense that he thought in that way.
Yeah, and in ways we know about neurology, which I'm sure you guys have talked about in other podcasts, is that we can train our brains to really grow in any way that we want. And so learning how to grow the guided imagery aspect of our brain is important. And one other kind of note about that is I do encourage my clients to listen to guided imagery type meditations, which you can just Google on YouTube and the like.
Well, we just had Dr. Patrick Porter on last week, and he was amazing. And if you want to check that out further for your own interest, braintaptech.com. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, so I had a question. When you're using guided imagery with your clients, do you find that they have an actual change of state while they're doing it? And is that a place where you find that they're gaining a lot of clarity as far as what they want to do and how they want to move forward in their business?
Wow. So that's kind of a double question. With the spiritual life coaching program that I'm certified from, we do have the ability to take you into what we would call a hypnotic, relaxed state of mind. And that does feature the alternative state of mind that you're talking about. And it is designed to tap into the subconscious knowing that we have. I will tell you that I tend to stay a little bit more on the surface with people. I'm not as likely to take somebody into that relaxed state of mind just because my vibration's a little bit more sped up.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And I think that's a great point. I know Cindy and I have talked about this a handful of times. A lot of times we're dealing with clients who maybe they are definitely more heady, or they're not heady, that's the wrong term. They're thinking in a different plane or operating in a different plane. Sometimes we have to kind of ground them a little bit and have them perform in this plane, how to perform in this sphere that we're working, which goes a long way if this is the sphere that you want to have results in.
Well, and I like to call that getting out of your head and getting in tune with your feelings and in your imagery.
And getting in tune with the body too. It's a big part of it, I think. Do you find that too, Desiree?
Yes, for sure. I find that the whole mind-body-soul connection is so valuable, right? And anything we can do to get out of our head and in our body and to be grounded, to use your words, makes us more delightful.
Well, fantastic. Desiree, we're going to go to our sponsors for just a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Please stay with us on the Imagine More Success podcast. Please stay tuned.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Today we've got Desiree Nielsen on, and she was just walking us through a beautiful story about one of her clients and talking to us about guided imagery. But I hear that you've got some other tricks up your sleeve too. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about one of your other tactics that you like to use with your clients?
Yeah, and when we spoke just briefly ahead of the podcast recording, we mentioned this idea of reframing. And so I'm really excited to hear what questions you have about it, Thomas. I do know that Cindy knows about this technique as well, is that one of the things we have to do most commonly when we're working with inspirational people who are already doing great work is we have to look at difficult situations and give them a different lens or a different frame in order to be able to propel ourselves forward. So in the example with my client, she had a good job. She was happy with her job, and she kind of had the mindset that you're supposed to have a job. And so what we had to do was reframe the mindset about what work and career really looks like.
Yeah, and it can be so individualized. Cindy, you know all about that.
Well, and if you have never been an entrepreneur, then you really don't understand that you can start out part-time and build before you're ready to take the leap.
Tell me a little bit about your techniques for reframing. And if you could, for everyone in the audience, just talk a little bit more about what the overall concept is.
Sure. So I'll do my best. You know, it's one of those things that I've fortunately been, I guess, had the ability to do since I was very young. And so maybe I don't have the best articulation of it, but I'll try. What I know about reframing is that if you're looking at something, like let's just say I have a photograph and I take that photograph and I put it in front of you. If I turn the photograph upside down, are you going to see the same things? No. Let's use the whale example. There's a whale and there's water. If I turn it upside down, the whale's above the water. You're now looking at the photograph, but you're looking at it differently. So we do the same things with our situations. We take a situation, you verbalize it, you articulate what's going on. And if you're doing this on your own, you can write it in a journal, or you can do an audio recorder for yourself and then listen to it back and imagine if you were telling the story to yourself differently, how could you tell yourself a different or a new story? That is your ability that begins you to reframe. I'm yes. thinking, did I answer your question? And did yes. you have a second part?
You know what? You hit on something else too that I think is really valuable, and that is listening to your own voice. It's and you're do what you were talking about is literally recording yourself and then playing it back. It's actually a way to listen to yourself on a much deeper level when you do that, because sometimes we're completely unaware of what we're saying and how we're saying it and the emotion that's coming out when we're actually communicating about ourselves.
I'm just going ding, 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 because that's what makes me light up, because that's what my technique is for reframing. I'm not doing anything that you actually need me for. You can do this yourself by writing in your journal, paying attention to what your own words are telling you, or listening to you in that audio way that you're describing. And The technique is simply to listen to it back with a different perspective, right? That is something that I do well and naturally. So that's why my clients come to me, because I can do it, but you don't need me to do it. You just have to tune in the way you described, Thomas, to yourself and really hear what you're saying. And if you can hear what you're saying, and to Cindy's point earlier, and you can be open to feedback from others and from yourself, you will see things from a different perspective.
And you know, Thomas and Desiree, the way that I like to explain reframing is one of my common phrases. I know, Thomas, you've heard me say this a lot, is you need to look at the people struggle looking at the forest through the trees. And so if you move the trees out of the way a little bit, then you can see the rest of the forest. And that's the biggest struggle that most people have, is they can't put those trees out of the way in the beginning and the front of the forest to be able to see everything that's there.
If I can piggyback on that thought too, Cindy, I think particularly what we describe as the qualitative trees, those trees that come from our values, our beliefs, our cultural norms that aren't as articulated or aren't as clear or articulated as, you know, what my job or my job role or my job title or my job responsibilities are, or as an entrepreneur, what my business structure is, or as an artist, what my genre is. It really is this underlying qualitative data that makes our forest so full and takes control over us. And if we don't take a moment to step back and reflect and really try to get through what our pieces of the story are that we don't usually say aloud, then we can't go forward. We're stuck in our own belief system that we installed when we were 7 years old.
And now I'm going to have to disagree with something you said, that people definitely need you, honey. They do not need you, because my experience is that, you know, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, Thomas, that, you know, people struggle with smart people struggle with seeing what's there and with and thinking outside of the norm of what's available to them or what's available in their arena. So people definitely need you, my dear.
Yeah, everyone needs counsel for sure. I would agree.
Well, maybe it's my mission to help us learn the techniques and tools that we can to do this for ourselves, so our next generation, they can do this just naturally and inherently, right?
I think there needs to be another book from you.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I've got several in the works, so I'm super excited about that too.
Absolutely. I see that coming.
Yeah, that's your intuitive knowing, isn't it? Yes.
It is. So are we going to get a little teaser from you on those?
You know, I will tell you, just consistent with the story that I happened to share earlier in this podcast recording, the next book that I have coming out is with two colleagues of mine. We're doing a joint effort. It's going to be an ebook, and it's called Congratulations, You've Been Fired.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody. That's, I want you to know, you heard it here first. New book, ebook from Desiree Aragon Nielsen.
Yeah, we're super excited, because to Thomas's question, it's a reframing. You see, sometimes we lose a job for whatever reason. Maybe we quit it. Maybe we were fired from it. Maybe there was a restructuring of the organization. Maybe it's just time for the organization to dissolve or to become something new. And we look at this idea that we've got pushed out of our job as a bad thing. And me and my colleagues who did this together, we've really worked hard to say, no, it's so much more than that. It's about looking at it from a growth mindset and saying, how do I take this and see it as an opportunity for me to continue to move beyond my own expectations and beliefs and live to my best and fullest self?
And many times people just simply outgrow the position and they're comfortable and they're not, they don't have the moxie to step out and say, hey, there are so many things I can do and I'm going to investigate all of them.
Exactly. And that's what this book says. It says, instead of looking at it as a bad thing, thank it for the opportunity to get you out of your comfort zone, because you weren't going to do it.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. And so many people are so comfortable. We need to just shake things up and see what, and think about all of the things we've learned from these people that had that exact thing happen to them and went on to do fantastic things. And inspirational and state-of-the-art things, really.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when is your book coming out?
Well, that book, the Congratulations You've Been Fired book, is in its editing stages. So we're on February 2018 in its editing phase. So I'm going to say probably March, earliest, it'll definitely be April latest.
Fantastic. And what's your website where they can look for it?
They'll be able to find it through the resource DesireeNielsen.com.
Okay, great.
That's DesireeNielsen.com. Desiree, we heard that you have an amazing giveaway as well for the listeners.
Yeah. So, you know, Cindy said I better pull out all the tricks for your listeners because we can't just have something that just anybody gets, right? So I do have a book out with Brian Tracy, who you may know. Brian Tracy, you were talking about Jim Rohn. I also love Zig Ziglar. And Brian Tracy was one of the great motivational speakers of the day with Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn. And what he is, he's a success coach. And so I was a part of an anthology book with Brian Tracy and several other experts. Well, your listener can get that full entire book called Ready, Set, Go in an ebook version. So it is an actual hardcover book. You can see a kind of sitting behind me there, but you would get the ebook version of it at no charge to you through the free giveaway with your podcast, Imagine More Success.
Well, everyone loves free. So everybody, that is a phenomenal book. If you don't know Brian Tracy, he's a player in the inspirational world. So, and he also, in his website, he's got my favorite author, Earl Nightingale. Lots of his materials too.
Yes.
So Desiree, you use a tool that we sometimes add into our show as well. Tell us a little bit about how you utilize angel cards, affirmation cards.
Oh, I love that question. Thank you for asking. So, you know, right now I have an affirmation card on my nightstand that says, if you're not having fun, you're not being successful. And that is an affirmation for me because I take myself a little too seriously, right? So, yeah, there are these card decks that you can buy. They're about this big. And what you can do is you can literally look them up as affirmation cards, angel cards, or oracle cards. And what I like to do with my clients is I like to just shuffle the card deck. Oh, yes. Thank you for showing those, Cindy. So I like to shuffle the card deck and just pick a card and ask my client, hey, this affirmation came up for you about fun. How is your life feeling fun or not? Let's talk about it. So I use affirmation cards, angel cards, and I depend on if somebody's not really into spirituality, I don't use angel cards. If somebody's into spirituality, I'll use angel cards. That's the difference, but shuffle the deck, pick a card, and let the random thought inspire dialogue.
Oh, I love it.
And isn't it amazing how the right card comes up every time for each individual?
Every time. And I can't wait till I can move that fun card off my nightstand because I know I'm remembering to have fun 100% of the time.
Well, I hope you're having fun today.
For Desiree, sure. Thank you.
Desiree, thanks for bringing a lot of fun to our show today. If you want to find her at DesireeNielsen.com. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Thank you for sticking around with the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hyde. Cindy, we just heard a fantastic interview with Desiree Nielsen. It was really fun and definitely uplifting and also very educational, talking about some wonderful inspiration. How surprised are you that someone like her is able to inspire her clients?
You know, no surprise at all. I just love Desiree because she's, like I said, she's not only very smart, but she's very tuned in. And when you can combine smart and intuitive, guess what? That is a winning combination. And the people she's helped, I can't even imagine how excited they must be for her expertise to guide them in the direction they need to go.
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed with her her idea of using the guided imagery, because I feel like it's underutilized outside of some of the maybe sports performance areas. People talk about it in business a little bit. It's in personal growth. There is so much that can be done in a very short amount of time with that. It's a very, very powerful tool.
Well, I've used it for decades myself. If you think about the glass half full, half empty visual, when you tell people that, they get it immediately. When you want to share positive thinking versus negative thinking, I mean, that alone really shares the story of how they need to make a change.
Yeah.
And if you turn the glass upside down, they really get it.
Doesn't that change things? No one ever says that. Turn the glass upside down.
Well, I got that. I got that today. It just, that was my visual.
I love it. You know, there's a lot
in fact, some people, some clients, I'm going to use that technique.
There's some clients who probably want to turn a glass of water upside down on me some days, but.
No, you don't need it, Thomas. You're like a sponge.
I'll tell you what's really cool is that, you just never know where it's going to take you when you're working with guided imagery. And again, we go back to what we talked about in the first segment, how important it is to have trust. When you've already put the trust in someone to work with them, you have to let them take you someplace different, because you're not going to progress in your business or in your life by doing what you did the day before.
Well, but like everything, there are many levels with even a thought process or a feeling of trust, because you can trust the person, but sometimes you don't trust the process they're sharing with you and the direction they want to take you. And I've had, you know, clients that are so stubborn that it takes a long time for them to really get it. And, you know, I'm so open when I'm talking to anybody about everything, because that's how you really advance your own personal growth, is by tuning in and being a sponge with knowledge and information. And I remember hearing Zig Ziglar, and you know, even though I was being a sponge, taking in every single thing that, you know, he was talking about, the people around me, I was networking too, and I met my new dentist.
That's funny.
I know. So, you know, you have to, you know, multitask even when you're at those kind of places. But
and something that Desiree hit on earlier was the idea of the growth mindset, which is something that Carol Dweck talked about in her work, which is that instead of thinking that what is possible in the future is based upon a fixed set of ideas, you actually are open to changes and believing that you can improve and get better. And that is the thing that still that has to be instilled and brought into the coaching circle when there's coaching going on. It has to be a belief of both the coach and the client. Otherwise, you really get stuck and there's not a lot of forward progress.
Well, I can remember a client I worked with that was so impressed with my achievements, and that particular person had so many ideas. I'll let you see if you can guess who it was, Thomas. And they had so many ideas that they weren't able to get them out into the world and fabulous trainings and knowledge. And then once I started working with them, it all happened.
I wonder who that could be.
And they're about to roll out a fantastic online training.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, it's very true. I mean, you definitely opened my eyes to what's possible, and it's been a really fun ride so far, for sure.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is so many talented, smart people have so much to offer and help people along their way, that all of us who coach and train and consult really need to help those people so that they can deliver what they're meant to deliver here and with their purpose.
Yes, I would agree completely. You know, she talked about, Desiree talked about reframing as well. Again, a very powerful tool. And it's not just something that that you do in your life. In your business, you're going to find a moment where you're going to have to reframe an event. You're going to have to reframe something that you said before. You're going to have to reframe a business idea or a path that you thought you were going to be taking. And as an entrepreneur, you may find yourself doing that more often than a company that's just building widgets and kind of putting them out there. So it's definitely a really important skill.
Well, one of the tools that people can use when they're trying to reframe, especially from a devastating experience where maybe they attempted something that didn't happen or they couldn't get things going at the direction or point of which that they wanted to, is to create a vision board. Because that's reframing at a very large level if you put all of the things, not too many, all of the things, though, that you're trying to reframe and create and manifest on the vision board.
Yeah, you know what? I've done some really fantastic things with the vision board and seen a lot of great things happen. It's not just about putting, you know, big bling on your vision board, right? It's not just about sticking a bunch of big houses and fancy cars and things like that and hoping you get them. It's really about creating a life for yourself in a way that you want it to be, as well as how you want to interact with the world around you. And when it really takes on that deep meaning, you know.
One of the things that I share with people when they're trying to create anything, especially if they're wanting to utilize a vision board, is to use the Bagua map from Feng Shui. Because when you do that, you have 9 categories of your life that you can look at what you would like to change, improve, or manifest, and put it in the area of the Bagua, and that gives additional energy to that vision you have. An example would be almost everyone in the universe wants to have more money. And on the Bagua, money section is on the top left section of the 9 squared form. And if you can take the energy of feng shui, which is what feng shui is about, is energy, and put that up in that space, it's going to magnify what it is you want to create or manifest by using that additional energy.
We're going to have some really fun tools in a segment we're going to have coming up in probably just a couple of weeks with Dan Fowler, where we're going to be talking about manifesting on demand. We definitely are going to be learning a lot more about that, which is tremendous selection of tools and understanding that we're going to be gaining from that episode. Cindy, that leads me right into a quote actually from your book, Insights from an Intuitive, which is to listen quietly to the quiet whispers of your soul, as they will generally lead you to your destiny.
Yes. And I would like to read the quote that Desiree shared, one of her favorites, and it is, "Let the beauty of what you love be what you do," by Rumi. That is fantastic, because when you love what you do, it's so easy, it's effortless, isn't it?
You know what? And also, when you really love what you do, it has a tendency to give energy to the people that you're working with. You know, it doesn't
Absolutely.
Like the doldrums. Well, I tell you what, I can remember having teachers who were excited to be there, who were excited to teach. And they're the ones that I remember their lessons and all the things that they taught. The ones who weren't so excited, I don't remember a whole lot about that. Luckily, I didn't have too
and
many.
And why bother?
Luckily, I didn't have too many of them. Very, very fortunate. But, you know.
Exactly. And that would lead us right into our angel card drawing, which we do for every show. This is one of my favorite parts. And for this show today, I chose the moon with Archangel Haniel. And it says, important psychic insights, events behind the scenes, release fears that hold you back. And isn't that gorgeous? I love these cards.
Release the fears that hold you back. Boy, if that's really all about inspiration, isn't it?
It truly is, because if you can't be open and clear on what it is that you want, how could you possibly be inspired to get it?
And if you would love to learn more about Desiree Nielsen and what she does, and you want to reach out to her, she has a fantastic book that's available to our listeners, Ready, Set, Go with Brian Tracy. Do check her out at Desiree Nielsen. That's DesireeNielson.com. Make sure you check her out. And Cindy, I know that next week we have yet another fantastic guest.
We do. Melissa Kirk will be joining us. And
she's a personal and business coach.
She is.
And she's got a lot of great things coming up for us as well. She's certified in the law of as a certified law of attraction coach. She has a master's degree and certificate of science in theta healing, which is a technique that I'm very familiar with and love to use and integrate. And she has a business degree, a psychology degree, and she's got a lot of really keen insight on helping people create money through their ideal and passionate work. So this seems to be a common theme for us right now, doesn't it?
Well, every business owner needs an edge, and I'm bringing people on that can help us with every edge I can find.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with that. You know, we're going to talk more about physical blocks, mental blocks, and how to really add value, not just to your life, but to the people's lives that you're to the people you're encountering, so that you can change their lives as well.
Well, and if anyone is looking for business tips, you can find my business tips and get 26 delivered to your inbox every week at businessperformancespecialist.com.
Businessperformancespecialist.com. That's the place where you can get all those tips. Please stick around with us. We'd love to hear from you next week and look forward to talking to you then.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.